We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top by the Siman. Siman Sulam, Tris, Samonim, and Bekaisim. Amud, these are four Simonim of members of Rava that talks about different Shilas, if you chayiv for Ritzicha, you chayiv for murder or not. Amud Rava, Doch Boy Labar, you pushed a fellow into a bar, and this bar had water in it, or Hevel, and eventually he's going to die in this bar. But there was this, and he should be chayiv on that, throwing a guy into a bar without any ladder. If there's no ladder, then throw him into a bar, you're chayiv, because the mazik is there already, the mayim is there, the hevel is there. It's not pshat that something else has to happen. The thing, it's there. It's already full of hevel, it's already full of mayim, and just you throw him in there, he's going to die. So he pushed the guy into the bar, but vasulam a bar. When he pushed him in, there was a ladder there, and he can come right out. Uba'ak of a silka, and the guy removed the ladder. And not only if someone else removed the ladder, I feel who called him a silk. He himself removes the ladder, a potter. Why? When I threw him in, that's not a maisa of ritzicha because he get out. And removing the ladder is only a grama. That's not a, you're not chayef for removing the ladder. That's only a grama, and therefore, in such a case, no one will be chayef for the ritzicha. V'amar Rava, similar case. Zarek ba'i chetz. You threw an arrow at him. At the time he threw the arrow, he was holding a shield. It was going right for the shield. Someone came, ran, and took away the shield, and it kills him. But Phil Hukov notly, he himself comes and runs and takes away the shield. When you threw the arrow, Mifsik Piske Gire, it was going to hit the shield. He didn't do any Maisa Ritzicha. And then taking away the shield is only a grama, therefore you're Pata. Vama Rava, Zarek by Chetz. You shot an arrow at him, some of the other. He has in his hand a medicine that will help it stop the bleeding and close up the wound immediately. And therefore, there won't be any danger to him. Someone came along before when he shot the chetz, it was there. Someone came along before the chetz reached him and threw away the samanim, banged his hand, and the samanim went flying all over the place. He himself did it. Potter, why? When you shot the arrow at him, he was able to get better. He's able to get healed. And Lamaisa, now that he took it away, it's only a grama. Mamash, three very similar cases. Om Rav Ashi, Hilkach, Afilo Samon Bashok. Rav Ashi takes it a step further. He says, let's say when I shot the arrow at him, there was Samonim in the pharmacy, there was medicine in the pharmacy, and he had time to go and get it. And Lamaisa, he didn't go get it. Then I'm also a potter. Because the Maisa, when I shot the arrow at him, it was b'yodoy lira, poisoy b'yodoy to get better, and therefore you're potter. And even though you don't have any mamash in your hand, but since you could get it from the shuk, you're potter, even more. Let's say, after I shot the arrow, it became unavailable. Still, Maisa, when I shot the arrow, it was available, therefore, you're potter. Only if Achabrei the Rav L'Ravashi, shouts like this, Nizdamuloy Simonimahu. Interesting Shaila. The case was, obviously it was a very, the chetz was not moving at a very high rate of speed, but when he shot the chetz, there was no medicine available. After he shot it, it was available, and then it became unavailable. So at one point, on the flight of that chetz, it became available. Rashi Nizdamuloy Simonim Lemuka Achamaka, Veloy Kanin Bait, Veloy Ripa Atzmai. Now, me and Rinon, Harei Yochelus Shrapas, Dilma Kivim Vashaz Zrika Levas Manam Chayiv Da Makas Mavasu. Besides, it became, I shouldn't say it didn't become available, he just didn't get it. I shot the arrow, nothing available. After the arrow shot became available, he actually did not get it, but it became available. Are you Chayiv or not? So there's two ways to look at it. On one hand, he got killed by the Chetz, and when he shot the Chetz, it was the Maisa Ritzicha. On the other hand, you could say, Dela Maisa, there was a point where he was not chayiv because he could get a refuah. So that's why I had to look at this. So what's the halacha? He answered him, Harei Yotzeh Bezeh Zakai, which means that since before he goes to Din Torah, there is a schus, and there is a way the guy can save himself, and therefore he will be potter. You have to know exactly what the svar is. You have a similar svar in Daf Ayin Ches and Beis also, where Yotzeh Bezeh Din Zakai. There's a case where someone got injured by Reuven. Reuven injured Shimon. He hurt Shimon very badly. But they evaluated Shimon, and the Bezdin evaluated Shimon, and Shimon's not going to die. So he says, Yichayev, the Chamisha Dvarim. Lamaisa, they made a mistake, and Shimon either made a mistake or it was a mistake that he could have known, but Maisa, Shimon did get worse and he died from that makkah. So Gemara says on Ayiches and Beis, according to Rav Nechemya at least, that, and it's telling his Kuliyama, that you're potter. Why? Because Ari Yotza and Bez and Zakai. Once there's a matziv where at one point you're not chayiv for your misa, so you can't like come be chayiv again. So here, Lemaisa, when I shot the Ari right, he was chayiv. But it came a point in the middle where he was potter because he had some on him. Now you can't become chayiv again. That's the svara. Once you're potter from something, you can't become chayiv again, and therefore I say Paskins Ari Yotza and Bez and Zakai.
The guy stabbed somebody.
Yeah.
In the chest.
Yeah.
And then he
bleeds out to death. Yeah. Of course he's chayiv. There it's like a chama.
If it's possible.
It's not possible. Someone gets stabbed in the chest, it's not possible to save that person.
If you don't,
not in the chest, let's say. Oh, not in the chest. Yeah, it could be a chama. You have to. It seems like if it's possible to go good heal, it doesn't go good heal, then a chama. It's not kedil hamas. Yeah. I'm saying if you don't do it, maybe you should do something. That's a don't state there. Samanim is mamas the case. It's about to get the case, yeah. Vamu Rava, Zorak Tzror Bekoisel. He threw a rock at a wall. V'chozor al-achara. And it ricocheted back. And it hit the other fellow. V'har gonna kill him. Chayiv. Yechayiv Miso. Talking about a case he did it on purpose. You're trying to hurt Shimon. And you threw it off the wall and banged at the Shimon, Yechayev, because that's called Koichai. The Chiddush is that this is called Koichai. That's one of the Chiddushim here. That's not called Koyach Koichai, it's called your Koyach. You throwing something off a wall, it's called Koyach and Yechayev. And Vatana Tuna ends a brice like that, first a brice. Going Elu Amasachim Bekador, people will play with a ball, you throw, bounce a ball off the wall. Shehargu Amazin, they kill Amazin, Narogim, they get Misa, Saif. Bishayge Gerlin, if Bishayge gets only Golas. B'shoyi gerlam pshita. What's a chiddush? And for the Gemara, amazing harogim is shukli. The chiddush is amazing harogim. Ma'ot teima asra sofiki that miyem the hadra. You can't warn a guy because who says to come back? Kamas lon. So kamas lon is either asra sofik shmar asra. Kamas lon is that yeah, people know how to aim well and they can bounce over a wall and kill someone. The mashal is bothered that why don't we say the chiddush is that's called koichai. I just spoke out when we learned at the beginning of the Gemara that Zeroik Tzor, because of Chazach Rev, Haru Chayiv is, the Chiddush is, that Sid your Koyach, not Koyach Koyach, not considered secondary Koyach, Sid your Maisa Mamish. So why did the Gemara say the Chiddush is that's called Koyach? The Mashal is bothered at this. The Mashal says that if they want to say that Chiddush is that Zeroik Tzor, because of, why does it pick a Kadur? So that was saying, it sounds like it's a chiddush special in Kadur. Somehow there it's harder to aim, I guess. And there we have me, it's Asra Sofik. Kamash will know either Kamash will know Asra Sofik Shmei Asra or that you could aim well. Now, before we see the next Gemara, we'll explain how Rashi learns what's this game of a Masachim B'Kadur. How they play this game? So the way they play the game was, Rashi says, Regilim Tinoikos. The children used to play this game. They used to throw a ball off the wall, and the game went like this. Reuven threw the ball off the wall. Shimon had to fetch the ball, catch the ball, and then throw it at Reuven. And if it hits Reuven, then he wins. So the matara of the game, the point was, the goal of Reuven is to try to bounce it off as far as possible so he has more time to get away. The longer it takes to get the Shimon, the ball, the more time Reuven has to run away. So if you throw it against the wall very hard, it bounces 30 feet back, so Shimon has to go run after the ball, then Reuven get away. That was the game. Okay, just keep that in mind. This was the game of Masachim Bekadur. So Tani Rav Tachli Rav Rav, Kamei Rav Avon. Gan Elu HaMasachim Bekadur, these people play with the balls, Shehargu Teich Abba Amos, if it hit Shimon within 4 Amos of the bounce, Potter. It means Reuven threw it off the wall, and it came at Shimon. So if it's less than 4 amos, it's then you're potter. And Rashi learns, the Ikar Pshat, Rashi, Tosfos like Pshat, also talking about Shogeg and Golos. So here, Shehargu Teich Arba Amos, if it killed within 4 amos, potter. Chutz La'arba Amos, if it goes out of 4 amos, then you're chayv. So it means Reuven throws something off the wall, kills Shimon. If it killed Shimon within 4 amos of the wall, then you're potter. More than 4 amos, you're chayv. So Amalei Ravina Vashi, Hekadon, what's the case? Because the Rashi brings down, there's a Gemara Makkos that says that in order for you to mechayev golos, even if you do a b'shoygig, you have to at least mecham for that maisa. If I try to throw something 2 amos and it goes four amos, so they now have a chayiv galus. Why? Because that's completely not my. I didn't want to forget about trying to kill someone. I didn't want to do that mice at all. You're not chayiv galus. It says that's the lachem seches makas. It says ashaloid tzadah pratlam miskaven lizrek shtayim lizarek dalat. That's what he brings down, and he's telling you to show you go. So if not miskaven or all for this mice, you're part of. So one wants to know this dinner four amos. What we're talking about? Hechadami idka nichalei. Idika nichalei that it should not go far. So I feel portanami even less than four amos should be chayiv. What was his kavana? His kavana was that's only go three amos. So why are you potter less than four amos? The ma'isi try to do that. And, oh, you're telling me that it wasn't meant to be over here. He's loy nichalei felt to vanami. So if he doesn't want to land here, even more than four amos. So what's his? Where does he get this year four amos? Let's try to figure out where was he trying to throw this thing. So it's nothing to do with four amos. Where do you get the number four amos from? If you didn't want this, so it shouldn't be chayiv even if it's more than four amos. So he answered him, the pshat is like this. This was Tani Tachlifa Bamarava Kamei de Ravavo. And Ravina asked Rav Ashi this question. So Rav Ashi answered, Amalei, Stam Mesachke Mekador Kamod Ha'alitvei Meyach Nichalei. Like we explained, he wants it to go further. That's the whole point of the game. So he was saying, the stoma is that he wants to go at least four amos. And less than four amos is potter. That's why. The reason why we say the shir four amos is because that's the stoma, that's the chazaka. When a guy's playing with the ball, it has to go at least four amos. Let's go four amos, he's not playing well. So his kavanah for sure is that he wants to bounce it off the wall with enough power that will go past the wall four amos. And therefore, if it kills with the Wamas, yeah.
In this game,
yeah.
When the receiver.
Right. So, yeah.
When he throws the back at the throw, it's intent to kill him or something?
No, maybe it is. They're not sugi. Yeah, it's a game. But in this case, it was a case of killing. He was trying to kill him. Or it was a shaggy grounder. No, this case was a shaggy. He wasn't trying to kill him. He wasn't trying to kill him here. But he was trying to do that maisa. The same thing also, if Shimon threw that at Reuben's head also, and Reuben died, it would be the same halacha. He's trying to throw it at him. He was trying to kill him. B'chayev b'shoyge. That's gross. But we're not handling that case. That's not the case of our Gemara here, that where Shimon was throwing. It's Reuben's shot that we're talking about. And therefore, that's the shiloh. L'meimra. Oh, so that's what comes out. That's what comes out. That's pshat in the braisa of four amos. So to Gemara, l'meimra, the chay gavna koichu. So what do we see over here, l'meisa? That ricocheting off the wall is called koicha. That we do see clearly, that yichayiv misa, yichayiv galus, ricocheting off the wall is considered koich. Freitig mara mina masu akasha, mina masu akasha, mina mishto mestechtas paro. It says, the halacha is that you have to do kiddush of the meichatas. How do you do that? How do you make para aduma liquid that you have to spritz on someone? How do you do that? So what you do is, you take ashes from the para aduma, and you place it into a vessel that has in it mayim chayim. That's called kiddush of the mechatas. That's what kiddush means. So makadesh, he was sprinkling the afer into the water, and instead of going directly into the water, it bounced off his hand or off a keli. And it landed into the shaykes. Shaykes is the place where the mayim chayim is. The reason why it's called a shaykes is because it has to come directly from the mayim chayim. You can't transport it with any keli. The mayim chayim, the spring water, has to go straight into the keli you're making the mechatas into it. If it's like a shaykes, like a trough, that's there. So a mekadesh v'nofel kiddush ayodoy, it bounced off his hand or al tzad, or bounced off a keli, v'achan nofel shaykes, fell into the shaykes, it's possible. Why? It's not considered your mice anymore. Because it bounced off something. So the kash is, we said that's called koicha if it bounces off. Ricocheting is called the koicha, so why there's a possible? And for the Gemara, v'chmayaskinam v'shaykes, it did not bounce off. What happened was, it dripped on your hand, and it dripped off your hand into the shaykes. That's not called bouncing. That's called not your mice, because it drips off. It drips to your hand, drips off into the shaykes. That's why there it's no good, but bouncing off the taka is called koicha. Toshima. Similar shayla, Toshima, similar question. It's also a mesechtas paro. That you had a machat that needed tahira. Well, cheres, by the way, cannot get tahira. But machat shoyin asun al cheres. You had a needle sitting on a cheres, a piece of pottery, and vihizola, and you spritzed on it. Now the spritzing has to come from your maisa of spritzing. So you spritzed the mechatas on this machat in order to mitahira it from tumas meis. Vihizola is a mazan it, but we're not sure where it landed. Sofik ala machat, hiza, and sofik al cheres, hiza. It's a sofik if it landed on the machat or on the cheres. or an eye you see at the machatz wet. Safek al cheres hizo mitza alav. What safek is maybe it landed on the cheres and then it bounced off onto the machat, and that's not called yamaisa. Has also psula. The has also is puzzle. And the kasha is a chera ricocheting is called yamaisa. What's the problem? Rav Chinner Rayud, Rav Chinner Rav, Motze Etmar. It doesn't mean mitzah. Motze, you found it there. And there's three tzadim here. The three tzadim are, either you spritz directly onto the machat, or maybe it bounced off the cheras, off the piece of pottery, onto the machat, or a third choice, which is the problem, that maybe it rolled off the cheras onto the machat, and that would not be good, and therefore it's psulo, because you're not sure if it landed on the machat. Omra Papa. So that was a din of, we learned Ma'aseh Rikosheng is called Kayach, and now we're going to go back to a more shalos of what's called Kayachai regarding being Chayef for a Tzicha. Omra Papa, Haiman the Kafsir Chavri, tie up your friend, you put him near a dam, and you open up the dam, and out comes a shot of water, and that water drowns him. So to here, you didn't mamish do a Ma'aseh, tying him up obviously is nothing, and he didn't shoot water at him. He just opened up the dam, opened up the hole in the dam, and water shot out. So what's the halacha? I'm on the kaf to the chavri of ashkolah bitka demaya. You removed the dam. You removed the door to the opening, and it came out shooting at him. The halacha is giri today. It says your chetz, your arrow, and therefore it's your maisa and you are chayv misa. Umechayv. Bahani mili b'koyach rishon. Aba koyach sheni grom ba'amu. This dafka is by koyach rishon. By koyach sheni only grama. What does it mean? Koyach rishon, koyach sheni. So turn to Rashi. Rashi says koyach rishon means that he's right next to the dam, and you open it up and it comes straight at him. Koyach sheni means shenicho rocha ksas lenof lo mayim miyad betzei some megidur seim alav ela acha mekan holku amokam shusham grama uvela bekoyach. Rashi says if you're a little bit further, that's very cool grama. Didn't mamas hit you right away when I opened it up. It took 10 seconds. Freight the yad, that's what Rashi learns. Rashi says, what does koyach mean? Immediate. Koyach sheni means took 10 seconds. Freight the yad, I don't understand. It's still your koyach. It's like when you throw an arrow, you shoot an arrow, and it takes, 10 seconds to get there. It's still your maisa. Here, I opened up the bit of the maya. That's all my maisa that's coming here. That's not called koyach sheni. That's the yad, asks. And the yad, therefore, it says different pshat. He says that maybe it was different water. The first shot of water did not hit him. It was the second shot. Ayin Shom, different Shalt Mekayach Shayna means, but Rashi learns it has to do with being closer or further. V'omra Papa, Zorak Tzoror L'mayla. You threw a Tzoror into the ear. Now, if you throw something into the ear, straight up into the ear, it comes back in the same place. And when it comes back and it hurts someone, that's not your Maisa, that's gravity. My Maisa made it shoot up. It comes down from gravity. When my Kayach is gone from the Tzoror, from the rock, that's what's coming down. So therefore, if it comes down straight, you potter. But Rav Papa says like this: Zorak Torah l'mayla v'halchol tzadon. If it went to the side, v'haragodin yichayiv, because that's to the my ma'isa. How did it go to the side? How did it go to a different direction? That was from my ma'isa. That's what he said. Rav Papa, I'm the mar bar of Asher. Rav Papa, what are you talking about? My time is with koyachu. That why you saying yichayiv? Because it's called your koyach. Yichayichay tezel el. If it's your koyach, let it go straight up. It doesn't go down from your koyach. It goes up from your koyach. So if it stopped going up, it means your koyach is not here anymore. So he answered to him like this, on top of Ayin Ches, V'ilav koychehu tezel letachas. If it was not his koyach, it should have gone straight down to the same place, not to the side. If it's going to the side, so it's a mixture of his koyach together with the gravity. El koyach kochashu. Rashi says, Eina koyach chazak, el ksas koyach yeshkan. And since he has part koyach on this, therefore he is chayev, because even part koyach is enough. So if it goes to the side, he is chayev for his koyach. That's a Rav Papa's halacha, that if it doesn't come straight down, it goes to any direction, then it's considered from his koyach, and therefore, even though it's coming down, he is chayev.